This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home or Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me. You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it is so true. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I don't know how many times I've said therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
I literally, every dilemma comes in. There's nothing that you can't go to therapy for. Like, it just can help every problem you have.
There's no specific one thing that you have to go for.
Yeah, and I think people think you only have to go for like these huge dramatic things in your life, but it can be just comparing yourself online. True. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD. Go loud. Welcome to Home or Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode where we get to be a little bit looser and a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episode. This week's bonus episode is sponsored by Primark or Pennies, which has launched its fourth collection with international superstar and style icon Rita Ora for summer 2024.
And Charlene's friend, Rita.
Best.
Yeah.
Best.
It's festival season, so this collection has the perfect pieces to embrace and focus on high summer festival styles. It has big ruffles, sheer dresses, statement accessories. I got lovely bangles in there recently.
Really nice.
Boots.
It's their best collection yet.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I love it.
The range is inspired by the iconic boho chic look and has been designed to be effortless and freeing with delicate tops, light fabrics and soft floral embroidery.
You can check out the Rita Ora Summer 24 collection in your nearest Penny's or Primark store now.
So rant of the week is where we get to give out about something that's happened to us recently, something we're annoyed about, something that makes literally no sense sometimes. First world problem and anything really. So we also ask you to send in your rants too if you want to vent, literally anything you've ever been pissed off about in your life. So we also ask you to send in yours if you ever want to vent or rant. So
I'm still waiting on wedding rants.
Oh yeah,
I have a wedding rant and it's not even nothing to do with me. It's when I see it on TikTok or Instagram or whatever.
What is it?
Someone getting engaged at your wedding. I couldn't. I'm sorry.
Have you seen that?
Like, yeah, did you ever see when I don't even know if it's still a thing, is it? The flower toss.
Bouquet,
the bride does the flower toss, but instead she turns around and she hands it to like one of the girls and her fella is standing there proposing. Sorry, aww, love all my mates, but no, fuming.
Not that one. No, no.
I don't know. I just think it's like the one day.
Yeah.
Where something can just be all about you. Now, no, sorry.
No.
Don't like it.
Just do it like a few days later or something.
I don't know.
Just doesn't need to be.
Like, fair play to the brides who do that.
Yeah.
Like, who,
some people just don't really care about stuff like that much. And they're happy, like, but not me.
I wouldn't
not
do
a Leo.
It. Yeah, not a Leo, definitely no. Not.
Do you know what I love though when someone's pregnant and they tell them, then they're like, me too.
Oh yeah,
and they're like best friends.
Oh, no, like, that's so that is adorable. Cute. I love that.
So cute.
But the whole wedding thing, I don't know.
Yeah, no.
But I'm just dying to hear wedding rants. I'm like, do you ever see people getting ready on TikTok for going to weddings and they've like an ivory dress on or something? I'm like, hey, you?
There was one.
Mad bitch.
There was one I saw and it was clearly gold. And all the comments were gaslighting her, being like, you can't wear that to a wedding.
Awesome.
It was fine. It was gorgeous. It was, I think she was Irish. And it was like
a gold dress.
You could tell, like, yeah, it was gold.
Okay.
Like, literally gold.
Mm.
It was nowhere near white. People are so mean on the internet.
I think I'd like a winter wedding.
I think, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you love winter though.
I love winter.
I don't like winter.
Because then you, also, winter wedding, no one's going to be really wearing like lemony light colours because it's not summer.
Yeah. I think I'd stay away if I was going to a wedding. I think I'd be even afraid of yellow. I know you can't, you couldn't wear it.
I'm just scared.
Yeah. Of any, like I probably would, but like, in pictures on his lamp, like yellow can come up.
I saw a bride doing a dress reveal where her bridesmaids and all her bridesmaids were in white. It was actually nice.
I saw that recently.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was.
It was actually really nice.
Yeah. I like little, like really in, like cool stuff that you do on your wedding day. Like I saw a girl and her husband do a first look. Would you do a first look?
With each other?
Yeah.
No.
I look, but they done it right, but then they don't, it's called a first shot and they just done a shot together and then.
Oh, cute. I like that.
I don't know about first look though, because I want the first look to be on the aisle.
Yeah. If a man isn't standing up there blubbering over me,
crying his eyes out, at least get some eye drops and put them in. Pretend like you're crying.
Would you have phones at your wedding?
No.
Mm.
But then I saw someone be like, oh, there's, it's nice to have like other angles and stuff from like.
But that's pictures. What you pay a photographer for.
I know, true.
Because I saw someone of, it was like the bride walking down the aisle and all you see is just like phones.
Yeah, true. That's true.
Phones.
And then kind of more, it makes you more live in the moment.
Did you see that American beef over the weekend? Two TikTokers or something got married and your one posted, some girl who was at the wedding posted a vlog of the wedding before the bride did.
Before she even posted her dress, I'm pretty sure.
I would be And wasn't there
there was like a no phone reel as well.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, there was a no phone. Like, they weren't even allowed to bring the phones.
Ah, Jesus.
Yeah. That's pretty bad.
Isn't it?
That should be like wedding etiquette to not do that.
No. I just love hearing wedding rants because people have so many different, like, opinions on it.
I love when people have different coloured style dresses, but also I saw one that was like a rainbow. They all
remember I showed
colours.
You that
one. Yeah, that was you. Yeah. Really
so
nice.
Cute.
And I saw a girl recently I follow as well. She had a tiny wedding, like 9 people at it.
Oh,
I thought that was really nice.
Like Sophie and Jamie, well, they had the one in London. Was that just like the registry one, a small one?
Who?
Remember Sophie Habu and Jamie?
Oh, Lang? That was registry.
Registry,
yeah. No, this was the actual adorable. Wedding though. This is the actual one.
Aww.
Weddings are so expensive.
I know.
That would be my rant.
The price.
If people ask me, am I getting engaged? I'm like, I can't afford.
I had no money.
I couldn't have beans. Yeah. Mate, that makes me feel sick.
The price of weddings.
Is your mum and dad meant to pay for some or something?
My dad isn't giving me a cent, are you mad?
Is that like traditional?
I think it's like an old school tradition.
Is it?
That the dad pays for like.
The whole thing?
Well, I don't know. Whose dad's a bleeding millionaire?
No, I know. Oh. Multiple kids.
Imagine me ask my dad, Dad, you paying for my wedding? I couldn't either. I don't think you can expect that though, could you? I feel really bad.
Dad.
Or is it like an American tradition or something that we've just grown up watching?
Let me see.
We're asking Google, do dads pay?
Do Irish parents pay for weddings?
No.
More recently, it's common for both the bride and groom's families to share the responsibility. There's other couples who choose to fully pay for everything themselves in order to have the final say on the details.
Yeah.
Keep reading as you explore the financial etiquette of an Irish wedding celebration. Yeah, I saw people go mad online that it's some kind, I don't know if it's Australian thing, but Tammy Hembrough has a wishing well at her wedding.
What's that?
And I think it's for like, I think you put money into it or something to give towards the wedding. Like, as in, because people obviously usually would pay, in a card, the money of how much they think it would, like, their meal, cover their meal or something, isn't it? It's a bit, like, some figure. But people are going mad because she obviously has, like, a lot of money.
Oh, and she's, oh.
Doing that.
Oh.
That's a really, like.
Yeah, so, like, if you're going to a millionaire's wedding, do you put the same into a card as you would for, like.
It's hard. I'm like. I kind of see it both ways, but I'm like, also, if you have a millionaire friend and you happen to go for dinner with them or something, like, do you just get them to pay because they're a millionaire? Like, it's so.
I know, it's a weird one.
Yeah.
But that's usually what you do on a card, isn't it? You kind of cover your meal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that was very controversial.
Mm.
I know, I don't know how I feel either way, but I see both kind of sides.
Yeah.
I don't like I have an opinion.
Would you get married in Ireland?
If it's sunny. I need the sun, or at least no rain.
Yeah.
I actually think I'd cancel the whole day.
If it was last.
I'm sure it's fine and you don't really care on the day, but if I was thinking of an ideal world, I'd get married abroad. But it's more expensive.
No.
My rant of the week this week is I saw a post written by, I'm not going to say the news outlet because I can't actually remember what it was. I think it's American though. Saying about Taylor Swift being not a good role model because she's 34. And hasn't got kids and like hasn't got a stable. Well, she's in a relationship now, but like has like jumped between a lot of different relationships and all. She's like not a good role model.
Is she not?
That is so.
How does that make her not a role model?
50s of that news.
Like what?
Honestly.
I don't like her, but. Well, I don't like her music, but I wouldn't say she's not a good
role model.
Yeah, like. Because she doesn't have kids.
She's also not at the age where she can't have a kid anymore.
She's a bloody billionaire. She's a role model in that.
Yeah, and she might want kids.
Yeah.
Or she might be able to have kids.
Yeah. You don't know what goes on.
You don't know what goes on. Mm. And I just think that is such a backwards way of a news article to put that up. And it just shows how much, how the world is still so
back in the day.
Back in the day, and how they can pick someone apart. Like, she's literally, and she has a song actually called The Man, and it's about, like, if she was the man, that she'd be the man. So, like, if a guy sleeps around with loads of girls, he's seen as, like, he's cool.
Yeah.
Then if a girl does it, she's labeled all these horrible, yeah. So all these, like, words and stuff. But, like, a man who does a tour for three and a half hour shows every single night would never be picked apart for not having a kid or jumping between different girls. He'd be seen as a rock star.
If she had a kid and was on tour, she'd be
a bad mom.
Yeah,
well, in Bracken, they would say bad mother.
They'd say, "Oh God, she's on tour and she's leaving her child." She, like,
yeah.
You can't win
as a woman. This world, you really can't win.
Mm-mm.
It's shit. And the more I grow up, and the more I realise that, and it's just,
yeah, it really registers with you. Like,
it really does. It's just everywhere. Like, so if you agree with either of our rants, or you want to send in your own one, you can pop in an email homeidrinkatcoverloudnow.com or follow us on Instagram as well, which is homeidrinkpod. If I Was You is where we get to give you very honest and very raw advice about what to do if we were you. We cannot sit in the fence on this one and give maybes or ifs, etc. So we have to tell you exactly how we feel about your dilemma. And all of these have been sent into our email address. It is homeidrinkatcoverloudnow.com. And that's the only way we take in suggestions for the segment, not your DMs. And they always are very anonymous as well.
I feel like in the main episode, usually we'd have like two different answers of, okay, well, you can go this way or go this way.
We're still doing this sometimes. Yeah. Well, it's hard.
But this one, we have to be cutthroat.
Yes.
So this one is, hi girls, near the end of 2021, I started liking a boy. Let's call him Boy One. Ooh, this is going to say that there's a boy too. Nothing ever came out of this, even though we both liked each other, but didn't want things to be awkward as we are such good friends. In February 2022, I started liking another boy. Boy two. Around summer, boy one wanted to give things a go with me. When boy two realised this, he asked me out and I stupidly went for boy two, knowing I couldn't stop thinking about boy one.
Okay.
Me and boy one lost all contact until me and boy two broke up in November 2022 and he came back around April 2023 and me admitting that he had feelings for me. We wanted to give things a go finally, but couldn't, seeing as him and boy two were best friends this whole time and they fell out over me.
Ooh.
I didn't want to wait for boy one, so I went back to boy two and we've been together ever since. I'm extremely happy in this relationship, but every time I see boy one, I get feelings for him all over again and the tension between us is so obvious. I can't imagine myself breaking up with boy two. It's just the thought of what me and boy one could have had. Please send me help because I'm so torn on what to do.
Oh, Lord.
Girly Pops, I think you're romanticising what boy one could have been.
Yeah.
This is just a, didn't get to try it out, so I'm going to imagine all the good things it could have been.
Yeah.
Could have been shit, girl.
Yeah. And also, if you had been boy one, you probably would have thought about the same thing boy two.
Yeah.
It's because you can't.
We always want, we can't
do both. You can't do both.
Yeah.
So you're always going to have questions and feelings about what the other one would have been
like, yeah.
And like, that's normal to have them kind of thoughts, I suppose. But
it's just the thought of what if.
Yeah, just don't let it ruin your now and like think of like, don't let it ruin your happiness with the relationship that you're in, just thinking of what could happen, because realistically, as annoying as it is, you won't know what could have happened.
No.
That year or whatever it too was gone, you can't, nothing that other than the imagination in your mind can make up what would have happened with you too.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the hard truth of time.
Shit, no.
Yeah.
Sit in what you have now and water the grass you have now.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Don't
think so
of
too.
What could have been and, oh my God, it could have been great. Girl, it also could have been shit.
It could have been shit.
Yeah, could have been really, really not good. So if you're happy now, just live in the happy moment now.
Yeah, she's extremely happy.
Yeah.
And can't have ever breaking up with him. And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
I think you need to just get that out of your head and just be like, right, just I need to just shut that down.
Yeah.
Shut that little thought down my brain. Just
take the memory out and just flick it away.
Maybe write it out on a page.
And burn it.
Mm-hmm. Or write it. I've seen people throwing stuff into the sea as well. Probably not good for the environment.
Yeah.
Don't do that. But like even writing
litter,
it.
Litter, everyone
in a diary. Yeah. No. Write it in a diary. Like, just get your thoughts out there and then try like close that book and close that chapter and just move. Move on from that, because realistically, you'll never know.
Nope.
You won't know. And I think if you keep going back and forth between, if you were to make up with him and get with him, you might regret that. And
I'd like, be wrecked.
That opens up a whole other can of worms. So I think try to live exactly where you are now and write out on a page.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Just get it out of
your
mind.
Might always have that tension between you and boy one, but that doesn't mean there's love. That doesn't mean it would have been love. Doesn't mean it would have been good. Could have been, yeah, exactly. Yeah, 100%. So you can send your dilemma or first world problem or rant into homeadrink@goloudnow.com. New episodes of Home or Drink Extra Juice come out on Mondays, and our main episodes are out on Wednesdays. We also have full video now for our main episodes every Thursday at 12.
Ooh.
Thank you so much to Pennies for sponsoring this episode. Don't forget to check out the Rita Ora Summer 24 collection in your nearest Pennies or Primark store now. Make sure to like, rate and subscribe to whatever podcast platform you listen to this on right now. And birds, we will talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, ladies.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.